Joy Sweeney back with us, counselor for drug-free youth in Jefferson City. Hi, Joy.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. We timed this appropriately today with a big announcement. It's been all over Fox News since Dark 30 this morning with the cheering and the crowds and everybody lined up in Newfoundland for the legalization of marijuana in our nation to the north.
Hoopla. Go. So let's let everyone head on up there. See, we're the show me state. Let's let them show us how successful this is or isn't.
What's your take on this?
Well, you know, obviously there's several states in the United States that have already gone that route. And so obviously it's disappointing, but that's great. So fine, let's go up there and see what happens, you know. Let's see what happens, because we've already seen, I mean, there's the chronic state video about what's happening in Colorado right now. It's tragic. The U.S. attorney for Colorado just came out with a scathing report about what he is seeing and how it is not, he could not uphold his duties as the U.S. district attorney for the state of Colorado, because his job is to protect citizens, and allowing this is not protecting the citizens of the state.
Big scary part of this, I know that law enforcement did zero in Colorado, is because of the federal law, it becomes a cash business, and there are millions of dollars of cash changing hands, and law enforcement pretty darn nervous about that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Well, what they're seeing in Colorado, as evidenced by the Rocky Mountain Hyde report, as evidenced by this U.S. attorney, is an increase in crime, an increase in homelessness, and an increase in youth use. I mean, are those things that we want in Missouri? I don't think so. And there's three different amendments right here. Obviously, even the marijuana people don't know how to get it right and can't even get on the same page. Amendment 2, Amendment 3, and Proposition C are all trying to legalize marijuana. And one of them allows you to have 2/3 of a pound or enough for 840 joints. Okay? Who needs to have that much pot hanging around? I don't know.
But again, you if it is medicine that is okayed by the FDA, as cannabis oil has been, that is okay with you guys, right?
You know what? If something goes through the FDA process and can be prescribed by a doctor, then it's medicine. The Missouri State Medical Association said, vote no on all three. Their position statement says they do not support any of these three ballot initiatives, and that's the largest physicians group in the state of Missouri. If we're looking at medicine, why aren't we looking to the doctors to tell us what we should use for medicine? They don't want to use it as medicine. They're not using it as medicine, and we already have CBD oil allowed in the state of Missouri. That was legalized in 2014. So, again, this is not about medicine. This is about high THC content, and it's about getting high. And basically what big marijuana is doing is they're preying on the emotions of people that want to help people that are ill or in pain and their families, and creating an addiction for profit business. And it's about greed. It's about money. It's absolutely not about medicine. Because if it was about medicine, we'd look to doctors. We'd look to people in the medical community who none of them support this. And even the VA has come out with a position statement that says that marijuana, they do not support it, even in the states where it is legal.
Would there be concerns, and I know your focus is availability and a mindset for young people, you know, adults, you know, make their own decisions, kids are kids. Would be some concerns, you know, maybe to play devil's advocate a little bit, if Missouri was a border state and bordered one of the Canadian provinces, about challenges for kids, New York, Minnesota, Michigan, up that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the normalization, I mean, if you go to some of these states where it is legal, there's billboards with big pot leads, Dr. Reefer, you know, all kinds of different things. Kids are walking through parks and seeing people smoking, even though you're not supposed to do it in public. Are you kidding me? Since when do people take that, you know, they say this is public land, this is my opportunity. People that care about the environment, they're growing, they're doing, using, creating grow sites out in California in some of the national forests, and setting up campsites and putting all kinds of pesticides, killing wildlife, killing our natural resources. And these kind of things are just a tip of the iceberg of what's happening in the states where they've legalized already. again, I can't preach enough to go watch. It's a long video, but there, it's on YouTube. It's called Chronic State. You can see firsthand what's happening in other states. We're the show me state. They're showing us that this is not a good path for us to follow. And if people think that they're going to get all kinds of tax revenue from this, we already know from the other legal drugs that it costs about 9 times for every $1 we bring in, 9 to 10 times of it is spent on helping people. And with the homeless population, they're already taxing businesses in Denver and Seattle to try and help appease or amend or rectify that problem, take care of these people with the social services that they're providing. We can't afford it either. It's not solving any budget crisis. 5 years in, Colorado is now calling a special session to deal with their budget crisis. It hasn't solved any budget crisis in the state of Colorado, and they've been doing it for 5 years. If they're not getting any money after 5 years, what makes us think we're going to get some?
So what is the what is the end game here in Missouri? How can we keep this out of the state of Missouri? It looks like, again, the ballot issues are here. What can we do?
People can vote no. Everybody's like, oh, well, it's going to happen anyway. Well, it's only going to happen anyway if we all roll over and play dead. If we stand up, every single person in this state has a voice. And we all can go to the ballot and say anything that says they want to legalize marijuana for any reason, vote no. Because these ballot initiatives are so broad. Your next door neighbor can grow up to 6 plants the size of a small bush in their yard. I mean, you know, on one of them, I'm not citing every single one of them, but they all have some negative consequences, tremendous negative consequences, especially for our kids. And that's, you know, that's the next generation. Those are the people that are going to be taking care of us when we aren't in power. They're the ones that are going to be in power. And if they're all addicted to weed, what kind of a society are we going to live in?
Like the state of California, maybe.
Hey, yeah. Well,
Governor Moonbeam.
There you go. There you go.
And what's the polling saying on these ballot issues? Have you seen much in the way of polling, Joy?
Well, you know, most of it is leaning that, it's for medicine. It's okay. So I think it's leaning towards the pro-marijuana people, but I think they're not polling everyone. I think they're just polling in places where there's a lot more people that that support this issue than in some of the rural communities. They're not reaching out to the citizens who actually will go out and vote. You know, they're just talking to man on the street. You know, and you talk to man on the street, sometimes they don't even know.
You go for the good sound bites.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Absolutely. They go for the good sound bites. And it's leaning pro, but I don't know. Again, there's 3 different ballot initiatives. If, you know, one of them might pass, 2 of them might pass. I am hoping that the people of Missouri will wake up, see the consequences of what's happening in other states, see that the money isn't coming in, and vote against all 3. I don't think any of them have anything positive for our state, and I know that they will bring with them negative consequences, and there's no doubt in my mind that that will happen.
And yep. Down the road, your take on this, if indeed these do pass, how far off do you think a genuine push, for across-the-board legalization in Missouri? Do you think that would happen in the show-me state?
Of course. As a matter of fact, when I've talked to the proponents of these 3 ballot initiatives and said, okay, so if we get medical marijuana in the state of Missouri, will you promise to let us get that implemented and wait at least 10 years before you try and push for full legalization? Not one of them said yes. I mean, they didn't say anything. They were crickets. You know, because they knew if they said no, then everybody would know what the game was. And so they just kept their mouth shut because they know darn good and well that's what this is about. It's about full legalization. It is absolutely not about medicine. Not at all. If it was, the doctors would be all on board for it. But they're not, because it's not about medicine. We do medicine through the FDA, like you mentioned earlier.
Well, we've heard the other side of the argument about the anecdotal side of it, that there are people out there who would testify that, you know, PTSD or whatever the ailment is, that the people have believe they have seen some positive results from medical marijuana, not just in this state, but elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely. And there's all kinds of anecdotal stories, okay? You know, you could probably find anecdotal stories that all kinds of things are good for you. I could create a product and say, hey, this is the best product in the world. Let's put it on the ballot and vote for it and call it medicine. It's going to help all kinds of people. If the pharmaceutical companies did that, we'd be up in arms. We'd be up in arms. We'd say, no, you've got to go through the FDA process. Even when they rush through FDA process of opioids, see what's happened to our country? I mean, this isn't something that we need to take lightly. This is a drug, and they are perfecting this drug. The THC content in some of these dabs and shatters are 80 to 90%. It's an acid. It's a hallucinogen. It is not at all the natural plant that grows out in the farm in the weeds. You know, it's not at all a natural plant. It has been genetically modified to be something way beyond a natural nutraceutical that you can go get at the health food nature store. And that's, you know, I mean, the VA statement, there is no evidence at this time that marijuana is an effective treatment for PTSD. In fact, research suggests that marijuana can be harmful to individuals with PTSD. And that's a statement directly from the VA. And I mentioned, I think, the last time I was here about the research study that they did with almost 3,000 veterans to show, and the veterans all, the results from that study, it was a longitudinal study over 10 years. And most of those veterans had increased paranoia, increased psychosis, increased mental health problems, and increase in suicidal ideation. Suicidal thoughts. Those are some of the things we're struggling with right now. And marijuana primes the brain for opioids, too. That's another issue that nobody is talking about except for a few scientists.
Our friend Dr. Joy Sweeney, Council for Drug-Free Youth, and a resounding no on the medical marijuana ballot issues this morning on KWS Open Air. Joy, we always appreciate your take on it.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. I got one more thing to add. We've got our video contest coming up on October 22nd out at the Capitol 8 Theater. Everybody's invited, 6:30 p.m. We're going to see all kinds of great videos. We've got two or three submissions already in. Hopefully, we'll see the top 10 videos on Monday night at 6:30. And we appreciate it if everyone will come out.
Thank you, Joy. Joy Sweeney, Council for Drug.